It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Jonathan Gorse, the symphony manager for Symphony in the Valley, is here today along with Kelly Thompson, the conductor. So I guess we better hope that nothing happens in this room or symphony could not go on without the two of you guys, right? It's okay. I think we're pretty safe. It's time for Symphony Swing, the annual springtime concert from Symphony in the Valley, making its return to the Hotel Colorado this year with the full service, full meal, starting the evening off, and then, of course, the concert from Symphony. Of course, if you want to skip ahead and get your tickets right now, you can go to sitv.org, by the way. But this is the 23rd and 24th, February 23rd and 24th this year.
That's right.
And again, for at least as long as I've been doing these interviews, Symphony Swing has always been kind of a fun event and a little bit more formal at the Hotel Colorado with the meal and everything.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we make it a good time. We all dress in the full symphony tuxedo garb, et cetera, and the ladies always look nice with
the evening gowns.
Evening gowns, yeah, absolutely. So that's a good time. A lot of fun.
How many years now have you been the conductor, Kelly? I know I ask this every time you come in.
About 5 years.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then Jonathan initially came on as the piano player, right?
No, I just have joined the organization this year. And
really? I thought you were playing the piano.
I've made a couple appearances with various members.
Okay. Well, that's the thing about a good musician that can play anything. You can just step in, right?
That's right. Just keep involved and play whatever music comes about.
Right. Was there a manager at the symphony? Did that position or that
there
person exist?
Yeah, there have been in the past, but we had gone a couple of years, probably more like 3 or 4 years without one, and then Jonathan came on board. So.
And he knows a little something about that. Was it you're the music manager for the Phantom?
I was music director.
Music director. Phantom. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah. For how many years?
10 years. 10 good years.
I imagine so. Boy, are we now 13 years plus the longest running Broadway show for Phantom?
That's right. They're,
isn't that
they're
amazing?
Still going on Broadway.
Yeah.
They were running strong in London when I was over there last fall. And
I was going to say, that's right. That's where you were. I knew you were in Europe. I could not remember the specific reason for that.
Yeah, so over there. Seeing other symphonies and other opera houses, but
I'm sure that none of those symphonies, they all paled in comparison to Symphony in the Valley.
That's right. They don't swing like the American symphonies, that's for sure.
So speaking of the title of the show, Symphony Swing, this is like a big band, the old jazz swing music concert, right?
Absolutely, but we do it with the full orchestra, at least as much as we can. We do have some just standard big band with your typical saxes, trumpets, trombones, rhythm section, that type of thing too. But we try to use the entire orchestra as much as we can, and that, as I say every time we talk about this show, that is the challenge, is finding the music, and we end up having to get a lot of it arranged for us so that we can utilize the full orchestra for, you hear them when you hear them on the radio, the Sinatra charts that have the string section in there as well, but getting those actual arrangements is really hard to do. So
somebody in Grand Junction that you work with that arranges these for you when you need it?
Yeah, a guy named Clark Galt. He's done a lot of stuff over the years and just really, really great to work with. I can call him up and say, hey, have you ever done this one? And he usually says, no, I haven't done that one. I'm like, well, how quick can you get it? And it's usually pretty quick, so that's pretty good.
Now, this is the big major fundraiser of the year for Symphony in the Valley, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
I know, obviously, you hope to come out in the black on all of your shows, but I think this is the really big one. you pull out all the stops, if you will.
It is. It's really a chance for the community to get involved. And, you know, we seek corporate sponsorship. We are looking at our items that we want to do for silent auction. We're looking for a few big ticket items as well to actually auction off during the evening. So, but everybody in the community kind of getting around this, and we've had a great success rate of selling the tickets well for this event. And it's also a pretty great value for the people coming. They're getting a whole night of dinner, dancing, and 60 some odd live musicians playing some of the greatest music that was ever written.
No question about it. Always loved big band music.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
isn't and we have it so? Such a rich history here in Colorado. You know, Glenn Miller.
That's right.
Being from Fort Morgan and that whole scene that grew up around his band.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So again, two shows for Symphony Swing this year. The Hotel Colorado on the 23rd. That is a 6:30 show. So doors open around 6 o'clock that night. That's when the dinner will start. There's some pre-entertainment, too, that we'll get to in just a minute. Then on Sunday the 24th at 2 o'clock, so it's kind of a matinee at the Ute Theater in Rifle. Now, you'll also have some food at the Ute. It's just not the full service, right?
Right. So the Ute is dessert and dancing, so it'll just be we're kind of calling it a showcase. It's not the full symphony swing. But it gives people another shot if they can't get to the big event the night before to come hear the music, or if they want to hear it again. So
perhaps you missed dessert the night before and you wanted to come and catch it there.
Or perhaps you really enjoyed it and you want some more dessert.
That's right.
That's why I wish I could remember. I had an old English teacher that was trying to explain, give us a little tip to how to remember to spell dessert versus desert. And it was something about two S's because you like extra dessert, or I'm
two helpings of dessert.
Yes, right. I'm butchering the what she told us, but that's still how I remember. Is that okay? It's got to have two because you like extra dessert.
That's
something.
It.
I guess it doesn't matter if I remember exactly what she said, as long as I remember how to spell it. Right.
Right.
Oh, so what are the prices? And I know that at the Hotel Colorado, at least, you have some premium tables that you will be selling as well for folks that want to be right up close to the dance floor.
Right.
Yes, we have our regular ticket pricing is $85 per individual. That's for the dinner and the show. And then we are offering a couple's discount for $150 per couple. For the VIP tables, those will be the closest seated to the orchestra, and we're going to do a complimentary glass of champagne. And we're looking at some other special accoutrement that we can give to our VIP members, and those tickets are going to go for $125 per individual, $225 per couple. We'll also be doing tables of 10 at a total 10% discount for those tables. So that'll come out to just over $1,125.
So if you've got, you know, a couple of couples that you normally like to go dancing with, or you get together for Symphony Swing once a year, that's a great opportunity just to buy a table. Or in a business situation, you know, if you've got your immediate staff or some coworkers that you like to hang out with.
That's right.
That's
great.
Also, so you don't have to buy a whole table to buy a seat at one of the VIP tables is what I'm hearing.
That's correct. We are going to have some individual tickets available for those VIP tables. And we are also offering some additional things this year that we'll be able to incentivize those seats with.
Okay. And again, you can buy those tickets online at sitv.org.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And all tickets at the Ute Theater performance are just $25. Plus, should we talk about this? I don't think we mentioned it before. A 10% discount in the month of January with the code?
Yeah, we're going to do a 10% early bird discount. So get your tickets before the end of the month, and we'll have a promotion code on the website. KMTS, since we're here on the radio, we'll make it that.
And, I like that.
If you put in that code, you get 10% off your complete order.
So. Again, and that's for the month of January, you'll be
Absolutely.
Giving that.
Yep.
Okay. Again, the website is sitv.org, Symphony in the Valley's Symphony Swing, Saturday, February 23rd at 6:30 at the Hotel Colorado, and then Sunday the 24th at the Ute Theater in Rifle at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Jonathan Gorst and Kelly Thompson from Symphony in the Valley, their annual Symphony Swing this year on Sunday, February 24th, 2 o'clock matinee at the Ute Theater and Rifle. All tickets for that show, $25. And then on Saturday, February 23rd, the big show with dinner and everything at the Hotel Colorado. Doors at 6. Then dinner is served around 6:30 with some pre-show entertainment, I guess you might say. Let's talk about the dinner. We should probably talk about what's going to be served that night.
Well, we actually will have three different choices for the dinner.
Okay.
So, we are going to do a steak choice. You know, I can't get exactly as specific as I want on this food because I don't have the full menu in front of me.
Gotcha.
So I apologize. But there will be a full dinner that accommodates, you know, the meat lover in your family to the vegetarian.
Gotcha.
So
like a steak, a chicken, and then a vegetarian
something vegetarian
option.
As okay. Well. We're looking into the option of the VIP ticket having a special menu item for the dessert. Again, that VIP ticket is going to include complimentary glass of champagne for those over 21. Interesting, just talking about, you know, how they're coming along and this renovation's about to happen over
there.
That's right. We're going to be the last event in the Devereaux room.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of great that one last time to see the room as it was, and the next time you go in there, it'll be a totally different thing.
There you go. So it's almost obligatory that you have to go to Symphony Swing. You see what the Devereaux room looks like now.
If you haven't seen it, you'll never see it again this way.
That's right. Exactly. It'll be different the next time you go in there.
For sure.
And again, those general admission tickets for the Symphony Swing at the Hotel Colorado, $85 a person or $150 for a couple. And then the VIP tickets are $125 per person, $225 for a couple, plus a table of 10 will get you a little bit of a discount. And if you buy in the month of January and use the promo code KMTS, you will also get a little bit of a discount in January.
That's right.
And let's talk about the musical entertainment part of the evening. Again, dinner at 6:30. Also starting at 6:30 on the 23rd at the Hotel Colorado is it Noodle Soup that will be playing first, Kelly?
Yeah, they'll actually start right around 6 as the doors open. So as people are coming in, they'll have some Dixieland jazz for them as they come in. And then the orchestra will start probably by 6:45, 7-ish. I haven't totally figured out the schedule, but right around there we'll do our first set. And this year the theme is Broadway. The title of the show is On the Town, which that was a Broadway musical a while back, and that's where we stole the name. But we're doing, we've always done numbers from musicals, this year that's, you know, kind of more our theme and looking at even more of those types of things, all in the swing, or mostly in the swing genre.
So does that mean, if the theme is Broadway, does that mean that, I forget who did it originally. I know George Benson did a version, and the song that's been, I think, performed by every single school marching band in the history of mankind, On Broadway? Will we be doing On Broadway?
That gets
you know, that's
a
an interesting
bit.
Thought.
That's the rhythm, if not the notes.
That was pretty good. That is an interesting thought. I may have to look for that. But no, that's not on the list right now. But
okay,
but we still have some time, so who knows?
Good crossover tune, New York, New York.
I was going to say I would be impressed if you can pull that one off. Again, Noodle Soup is kind of a Dixieland jazz.
Right.
Would that era be before or after the standard swing music that would be part of the main show, off the top of your head?
I would put it before.
I think
that's
so.
Kind of what I was thinking.
Okay, you know, kind of came out of the ragtime,
right?
Yeah,
the teens and the 20s,
the turn of the century, roaring maybe early roaring 20s.
Yes,
before swing music and big band really started to come around.
That's right.
Okay. We mentioned at the beginning of the show, again, this is a symphony show, so you're trying to engage the full symphony as much as possible, even though a lot of these big band songs, maybe the only stringed instrument they'd have is perhaps a guitar or the stand-up bass. Is that generally accurate?
Right, but yeah, again, like I said, there's a lot of Sinatra mm-hmm. charts out sure. there that you listen to that have string sections as well. So while we've never been able to come across those exact arrangements, we've had several things arranged for us as we can. So
a couple of how would I put this? Maybe the most popular songs you think that you'll perform at Symphony Swing this year. Or maybe a couple of your favorites, Kelly. Maybe that would be the better way to approach that question.
Well, so one of the more popular ones that we get requested all the time, In the Mood, you have to do that. Now, we didn't do it last year, so it had a year off, but
is
we
this
do it frequently.
The Glenn Miller version,
yes.
Or is this the Ray Stevens version that he did years later? With the chickens. have you not
there
heard
There are
this?
No chickens involved.
Okay. No chickens. Maybe next year.
It's a vocal piece. I'll see if I can YouTube it for you.
I think I have heard that you mentioned it.
Oh, my.
No, it's everything you imagine it. The big band, that familiar tune. You know, you just can't get that opening fanfare out of your head, really.
Right, exactly.
It's something.
Totally. What about you, Jonathan? Do you have a favorite song in the show?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're doing a lot of Broadway numbers.
Which you know just a little bit about.
That's right. Among them, we are doing a very special arrangement of a tune very dear to my heart. We're doing the title song from Phantom of the Opera, but as a swing tune. So you'll hear kind of a full orchestral introduction to the Phantom of the Opera song that we all know and love.
Which
and
is then, very heavy in electronics.
Yes. And then we will move right on into a full swing tune with a lead trumpet and kind of get down to business. It's pretty fun.
Cool. All right. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
It's always interesting wondering how a song is going to turn out when you hear it's a little bit different arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that sounds really quite interesting. Was this Jonathan's idea out of curiosity?
No, this
Kelly,
was okay. Definitely Kelly.
Okay. That's why he's the that's why he holds the baton.
That's right.
I remembered what it was called this time.
The stick.
And yes. And is this about the time that I should make my obligatory bassoon comment?
Yeah, I think so.
Bassoon jokes
would be good.
All right. Again, Symphony in the Valley's Symphony Swing with the full dinner at the Hotel Colorado on Saturday the 23rd. Then the Symphony Swing Showcase on Sunday the 24th at the Ute Theater in Rifle. We'll talk a little bit more about what you can expect to see at the Ute Theater versus the Hotel Colorado when we come back. Again, ticket prices are just $25 for the Ute Theater performance on Sunday the 24th. And then various prices, depending on whether you want VIP seating, that kind of thing, at the Hotel Colorado. Plus, in the month of January, you can get 10% off if you use the promo code KMTS. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, today we're talking about Symphony in the Valley's Symphony Swing, Broadway theme this year. It's On the Town. And did you say that On the Town will actually be one of the pieces that you will perform, obviously?
Well, we're attempting to find an arrangement of New York, New York, which is, there's a couple different versions of that, so make sure you're thinking the right one. But the On the Town version of that, so we're looking for that. That's still kind of up there. But
so some pieces are still moving, even this close to showtime.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I often forget to ask about membership in the symphony. And actually, I guess now that I say that, I'm thinking of it in two different ways. I'm talking about people performing Symphony in the Valley. It is a community orchestra, right? Mm-hmm. I imagine just depending on schedules and commitments, that kind of thing, there's always maybe one or two members that kind of comes and goes from time to time. So if anyone is interested in becoming a member of Symphony, number one, do you have any prerequisites? Number two, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they have to know how to play an instrument. That's the first prerequisite.
Seems like it. But how well would be my question? I mean, do they need credentials like Jonathan's or?
The main thing we want is just people who are really interested and willing to, you know, put in some time to practice. If they aren't at the level of being able to sight read this kind of music,
ask Pat Girardo about my commitment to practicing. But that's a story for another time.
we have some middle school students in the orchestra now, and you know that's the beauty of this organization. You go from young kids to. Older folks, we'll put it that way.
Mature folks.
all in one group, and we just kind of, one of our mission statements is that we are trying to promote music within the youth of the area, and so we do have a youth singing with us again this year. Hope Starr, she's sung with us in the past, and she's coming back to sing again, and we have a. Trumpet player who's in middle school, and we've got violin players that are high school, and it's been a good thing.
Yeah, I think the idea of the mentoring adults the youth is a really great model, and just the fact that this is a totally volunteer group that gets together once a week, gives their time to practice this music, goes home, works on it more, and then we all get together. As a group to play music together is unique to many communities of much greater size than ours. So
absolutely.
It's really great to have something like this in our town.
I think it's cool that you can get that many people together that are volunteering their time and they're actually willing to make that commitment, not only to the performances, but also to the rehearsal. The group rehearsals and rehearsing and practicing at home. I think that's fantastic.
That's right.
It's
a big commitment.
A real testament to the quality of the group as a whole now and in the past.
Definitely.
So if someone feels like they would like to be involved in an organization like that, I suppose you need other help also, like office filing work, help with stuff like that from time to time. How can they get a hold of you?
On the website, sitv.org, there is a contact us page. Just go to the contact us link there and fill out the form and write a message for whatever you're interested in, whether it's performing with us or helping out. If you want to do...
carry chairs,
yeah.
Set up music stands.
We will take that.
Yeah, whatever you want. And just fill out the form and we'll get back to you.
So. All right. Again, that's sitv.org. You can buy tickets to Symphony Swing there as well as ask for volunteer opportunities in other areas. So other types of becoming a member, I'm talking about corporate sponsorships. Jonathan kind of mentioned this at the beginning of the interview today. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that you probably have all kinds of opportunities for organizations or families, depending on your resources, mm-hmm. to be involved in some kind of membership with Symphony in the Valley.
Definitely. We're a small organization in terms of the size of the budget. We run a very lean budget throughout the year, and most of our support comes from individual donations, corporate sponsorships. So one great opportunity for a business would be to actually join with us and become one of those title sponsors for a concert or an event. We have wonderful printed materials that we put out throughout the community up and down the valley. We have a lot of poster recognition that is very well designed by people who really care about it. And so getting on those printed materials, getting mentions at the concerts, great visibility for a business, looking at it from a marketing standpoint, but really just doing a great thing for the community and standing with this organization is something that makes us better as a whole, I think, is the main motivation we want to see from our partners.
I noticed you also send out a lot of emails in advance of performances for mm-hmm. people that have bought tickets in the past or that kind of thing. Do you also have some advertising opportunities in your emails as well? Or is that something you haven't explored?
If they're sponsoring an event like the Symphony Swing, they will get in those emails as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we really haven't talked about the silent auction yet. First of all, will you have silent auction at the Ute as well as the Hotel Colorado? Just the Hotel Colorado.
Just the Hotel Colorado.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So silent auction, typical silent auction items like stays in fancy hotels and dinners out, that kind of thing.
Yes, we will have.
Dinner for two at the Riviera.
There could be a dinner for two at the Riviera.
How did I know?
That's right.
Anything else special about the silent auction items?
There are various items, everything from, like you said, you know, tickets and experiences to actual items that we get donated from various businesses. We are currently in the process of gathering those all together. And again, it's another opportunity for a business. If you're looking to do an in-kind donation, you can visit our website, and we will get in contact with you and set you up for that silent auction, which is a great way for people to come home with something and having done something good for the organization at the same time.
Absolutely. So if I go to the Hotel Colorado on the 23rd, and then I go to Symphony Swing on the next day, on Sunday the 24th, what am I going to notice? What's the biggest thing I'm going to notice between the two?
I think, you know, mainly
it's a little
it's
more
just,
intimate, for one thing.
Yeah. We're kind of – when we first started doing the Symphony Swing way back when, we did just a concert on Sunday after the show. So it was just in an auditorium here, and you know, there wasn't really room for dancing. The Ute, of course, gives us space for dancing. So it's – other than the full meal that you aren't getting, that's really the big difference. The set list might be just slightly different, might be a little bit shorter of a show, just –
Will Noodle Soup also be performing as people come into the Ute?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, so that will be the same also. Jonathan, you had the experience, the benefit of seeing Symphony perform as a member of the audience, and now, of course, you work with Symphony as the Symphony manager. You were mentioning during the break something that really stood out to you as I guess you might call it a bit of a dichotomy, to use a big word, for Symphony Swing. Share what you were talking about earlier.
Sure, yeah. I found it, as an audience member, it was very appealing to have this formal dressed event where everybody is looking their very best, but also there's an informal element to the show that you know, allows people to function in different roles. So, for example, Kelly actually does some special numbers here as a singer. So he's in a vocal quartet. We have one of our players comes up and does a fantastic vocal solo. And, you know, he's playing the trumpet the rest of the time or one of his horns, but he comes up to do a vocal number. People are kind of moving around their roles, and it gives it kind of a more relaxed feel, and you get to see the players in a different light than you would see going to, say, a formal concert in a hall where we're playing, you know, the symphonic repertory is a different feel to it. This is more, let's relax, let our hair down a little bit, if you will, and get to know the player on a different level. And I think that's very appealing, especially if you're not familiar with the symphony. It's a great introduction.
There you go. Again, the website is sitv.org. If you have any questions we did not answer today, you can use the contact page to ask those questions. If you represent a business, you would like to get involved on a business level and support the symphony from that angle, or maybe you represent a family that's got some resources, you'd like to support local musicians and symphonies' continuing impact in our area, you can also use that contact form. Again, tickets are $85 per person, $150 for a couple. That's for general admission to either one of the shows. For the Hotel Colorado show, they've also got some VIP options available. For a couple, it's $125. I'm sorry, for a single person, it's $125. For a couple, it's $225. Then they also have those VIP tables. If you want a whole table, you can get a bit of a discount, too, for a table of 10 at the Hotel Colorado. Dancing will be available at both the Ute and the Hotel Colorado. Again, the full meal at the Hotel Colorado, just mainly dessert at the Ute, and maybe a little bit different program at the Ute, but Noodle Soup will also be playing everybody, playing the audience in, as it were. Anything else that we should mention that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, we might talk about some of the singers. You mentioned me. I'm singing a couple of things. We also have Janetta Howell joining us to sing some things. Okay. She's a wonderful singer and actress from the area.
Sure.
Stacia Belitho, another actress, also
from
teaches
Liberty Classical.
Yeah, yep. Teaches the
theater.
Theater. Yeah. Thank you. English is not working today.
I'm just glad it's not me this time. I'm not the bassoon this time.
It's contagious, apparently.
Twice in one show. All right.
Stephanie Askew is coming back again, and Lorraine Curry sits her cello down and comes and sings. And we've also got Warren Lucio, and he's going to set his saxophone down and sing. He's going to also sing Mac the Knife this year. We're adding, that's a new one. So he did Strangers in the Night in previous years. But
And also did Marshmallow World.
Yeah, we did that
2016 Christmas show. Yeah, not that I keep track of these things and continually bring them up for years and years and years or anything like that.
Yeah, and I already mentioned Hope Star. I think I got
you did.
Everybody.
I think so.
Okay.
Hopefully
that's again. Complete information on the website sitv.org. As far as the silent auction items, do you have a list or anything like that on the website?
That will be coming soon.
Okay. All right. So continue. Keep checking.
Keep checking.
Keep checking.
We'll keep
that.
Updating.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Once again, I've taken up too much of it, but I appreciate your humoring me anyway. And hopefully everybody else listening got some good information out of the conversation today. And hopefully they'll come out for the show.
Thank you very much.
Again, that's Saturday the 23rd at the Hotel Colorado, Sunday the 24th at the Ute Theater in Rifle. Details at SITV.org, and we'll talk to you for the next show. I guess next show would be 4th of July, huh?
Actually, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Okay.
Yes.
All
coming
right.
Coming up.
We'll talk to you in April or May then.
Sounds great.
Talk about Mother's Day. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.